Pivotal Game 5 of the NLCS between the Cubs and Dodgers. The series deadlocked at 2 games apiece. Anthony Rizzo and the boys ready for this one. Corey Seager stretching it out before the game. And John Lester, Mr. Reliable on the hill for Chicago. Vin Scully trying to get the crowd fired up as well. First inning, scoreless game. A man on for Anthony Rizzo facing Kenta Maeda.
Line drive down the right field line. Base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Fowler around third. Puig has a good arm. Throws toward the plate. It's cut off. Fowler scores. Double for Rizzo. Cubs lead 1-0.
John Lester, when he was putting his game plan together, could not have possibly expected this lineup. That's off the pitcher, Lester. Russell shows the arm. Got it. He hits this ball right up the middle. And then right about now, he starts putting on the burners that you mentioned, the arm of Russell. And two out in the inning. Strikeout number 4 for Lester. Got him, and Lester has struck out 5.
I really don't think they're going to want Addison to beat him after he hit that ball yesterday out of the ballpark to right center.
The 0-1. Swung on, hit in the air. Deep left center. Back goes Peterson. It's got a chance. Gone. 2-run home run, Addison Russell, just to the left of dead center. A long home run, and the Cubs lead 3-1. And is that a happy first base dugout of the Chicago Cubs?
Knocking on the door of 100 pitches, deals with Adrian Gonzalez up by 2. The bunt, hard to second. Baez, safe. What a play by Baez, what a bunt by Gonzalez. They're going to challenge it. Looks like he's out. But it's close. Is it out? Here's Baez.
Lester has pitched 7 strong innings in Game 5.
Since the beginning, it's been John Lester.
Cubs at 2nd and 3rd, 1 away. You can just feel the tension in this ballpark. A 2-2. Fowler, ground ball, right side. It's gloved by Gonzalez. No play at the plate. And Fowler is safe at first. A run scores. Cubs lead 4-1.
Now that's up to Bryant and Baez. 1st and 3rd, 1 out. Shattered bat. Runner coming to the plate. Another run. Safe at first. 5-1.
The hustling Bryant beats the throw. It's very close at first.
Bases loaded, 2 out, Javier Baez.
Baez hits a drive to right. Back goes Puig, still going. That's over his head. That's going to be off the wall. 2 runs are in. Here comes Sobrist. He's going to score a 3-run double by Javier Baez.
The Cubs take it 8-4 and are within 1 win of their first World Series appearance since 1945. John Lester, sensational, allowing 1 run in 7 innings, striking out 6. He's allowed just 2 runs and 21 innings pitched this postseason. Javier Baez continues his outstanding playoff run, notching 3 more hits to go along with 3 RBIs and a run scored. The Cubs look to wrap up the NLCS on Saturday. Kyle Hendricks takes the hill up against Clayton Kershaw. For more on the Cubs' Game 5 win, we go to our own Jeff Nelson in L.A.
When the Cubs need a big game pitcher, they call on their calm demeanor ace, John Lester. John Lester was outstanding in Game 5, just like in Game 1, where he pitched 6 innings, giving up 1 run. Well, in Game 5, he was even better. 7 innings, giving up 1 run while striking out 6. Lester had an outstanding cutter, outstanding breaking ball, and even saw his fastball reach 94 miles an hour at times. He even got out of some key jams, especially in the first inning. With 1st and 2nd, 1 out, he got Ruiz to fly out, and then Kendrick to ground out to end the inning. Lester this postseason, a .86 ERA in 21 innings. John Lester's pitched the Chicago Cubs a 1 win away from the World Series.
Our own Allison Footer and Jeff Nelson spoke after Game 5 about the sudden pitching struggles for the Dodgers.
The Dodgers will need to win both of their remaining games in order to win the National League pennant, which is going to be a very tough thing because the pitching has not really been up to par lately. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, beyond Clayton Kershaw and Rich Hill, who are actually coming up in the rotation. But it's been a very tough time for the Dodgers, especially with Kenta Maeda's outing in Game 5.
Well, again, he doesn't go past the 4th inning. And, you know, you see Dave Roberts pull him again because of his command of his pitches. Didn't have his fastball, his breaking ball, his changeup. You didn't see 2 pitches basically all night that were back-to-back. He didn't see very many fastballs back-to-back. He uses his changeup quite a bit. His breaking ball wasn't effective. And, again, that 2nd and 3rd time around the lineup, you saw Dave Roberts pull him.
He pulled him right before he faced John Lester in the fourth inning. What would be the thinking behind that?
I don't know. You know, that's one of the things I think everybody's scratching their head. You have the pitcher up with two outs, and then you go out and get your pitcher after he just retired the hitter before. You know, I don't know what he was thinking. His pitch count was okay. He could have gotten Lester out, and if you wanted to pull him after four, then go ahead. But that was a little odd.
So this is what happens when you start pulling your pitchers early and you continue to do it throughout a postseason. Now you get to a point where guys might be tired. So 43 innings pitched by the bullpen. It looks like it might be catching up to them a little bit.
Yeah, it's never going to work. And you look at Joe Blanton again in Game 5, hanging a breaking ball like he did in Game 1 to Addison Russell this time in Game 5 with a two-run homer to put them ahead 3-1 to the Cubs. And then also Baez. You know, he pitched that inning and gave up five runs, but only one earned. So it was a really sloppy eighth inning for the Dodgers, again, just like in Game 4. But you don't have any middle relief, and it'll be interesting to see what the Dodgers are going to do in Game 6. Will it be Kershaw to Jansen like it was before?
Allison Footer and Jeff Nelson look ahead to a must-win Game 6 for L.A. at Wrigley Field.
The Cubs are one win away from getting to the World Series, winning their first National League pennant in an extremely long time. But they have to get through two pitchers that they haven't been able to hit so far. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Okay, Jeff, so let's talk about Game 6, Wrigley Field. The Cubs could win the pennant. They have to get through Clayton Kershaw. This could be a fantastic few hours.
It could, and you know, Dodgers are really relying on Kershaw, obviously, to get him to a Game 7. You know, the last time he pitched seven innings, two hits, no runs. He did match up against Hendricks. Hendricks, 5 1/3, only one run, and that was the home run. And then he did walk four, though. That was a little alarming. Maybe he goes out in Game 6 and pitches a little bit better, but it's all about Kershaw. It's up to him to get the Dodgers and continue to what he's been doing in the postseason. They've won each of the four times that he has pitched, so they're looking to try to duplicate that again. You know, maybe with the Cubs' offense having all kinds of confidence, going back to Wrigley Field for Game 6 to try to wrap this up, maybe they might have enough or enough answers anyway for Kershaw.
The Dodgers' bullpen is pretty much worn out. The good news for the Dodgers is that Kershaw is going to be pitching on an extra day of rest. So this could, everything really has to go right for it to work for the Dodgers, but it could go in their favor.
It is, you know, and it's the Cubs' strategy against Kershaw is try to score early, because that way, because it's a National game, the pitchers are going to hit. If the Dodgers do get runners in scoring position in those middle innings, you might be able to get Kershaw out of the game, because they're going to have to try to tie the game up. So if they can be patient and score early off Kershaw, that might be a huge advantage for the Cubs. And the same with the Dodgers. They need to try to come out and score early as well. Hendricks is very tough at home. He was outstanding. He's still going to be up and possibly the Cy Young Award winner in the National League. He's definitely going to get some votes, but he pitches very well at home, pitched it very well his last outing in Game 2. Let's see. It's going to be a great matchup.
It'll be interesting to see how Hendricks responds to the crowd. I mean, yes, he's very good at home, and they pitch in front of big crowds every single night, every day of the season. But this is going to be something else. This is going to be loud and raucous crowd, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds to that.
It is, and you just mentioned the last time they were in the World Series, 1945. So that has been a long time. And it'll be nerves. Let's see how he controls his nerves and goes out and see how he does in that, like you mentioned, the Cubs fans in Game 6.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts knows after Game 5 his team's back is against the wall.
Tonight it was one of those games that it was, you know, up until that eighth, it was a, you know, very good ball game. Could have went either way. You know, once PD got in there, there was some soft contact that found some outfield grass, and, you know, game got away. So, you know, we'll get a day away from this to reset, and we got Clayton going Game 6, so you know, that's a game we expect to win.
Is everything okay with Kenta physically, and if so, why take him out right there before John Lester comes to bat?
Well, I think that Kenta is fine physically. For me, I felt that at 3 2/3, he was around 75 pitches, and I felt that he was starting to lose that fastball command, and I thought the breaking ball wasn't as sharp. You know, Lester put a good swing on that ball in his first at bat, and so I didn't see Kenta getting Fowler. So I like the Fields matchup if for some reason we lost Lester.
You did some of the things you talked about, took some huge leads there. Are you trying to have an impact on Lester psychologically, whatever? Did you think it had any impact? And if not, is that a credit to him?
It's certainly a credit to him. You know, I thought that when we did get a little bit of traffic, I thought that you know, we put a little pressure on him, but, you know, he's a great pitcher. He's a great pitcher who competes and finds ways to get outs when he needs to. So we had some opportunities, but, you know, those guys got the hit when they needed.
Obviously, you have to have a two-game winning streak now on the road. I wonder what your comfort level is that you get to try to do that with Kershaw and Hill, who kind of dominated this team earlier in the series.
You know, we're down a game, but we've won on the road before. We've won two games before. And, you know, I think that for us, it's an isolated focus on game six. And, you know, we get arrested Kersh. With that, we feel good. After we get through game six, then we'll focus on game seven. But I think our confidence, Joe, hasn't wavered.
Kenta Maeda spoke after the Game 5 loss.
The first inning, he got some hits off me and the pitch count went up as a result. But after that, I felt like I was able to settle in pretty well and, my stuff was better after the first inning. Yeah, my job as a starter is to go deep into the game and I couldn't do that. And as a result, it put a lot of stress on the entire team.
Corey Seager shared his feelings after the difficult Game 5 defeat.
Missed opportunities. They got some balls go their way. Got some runs across. We missed that big hit again to kind of get it closer in the game. So it's one of those things that you got to be ready to on Saturday. He was good. He's been tough against us all year. He works both sides of the plate, cuts balls away, cuts balls are in. He moves it around. It's one of those things that he's a tough battle. I thought we did a pretty good job of it. Just missed that big hit again.
Joe Blanton gave up a crucial two-run homer to Addison Russell. He spoke after.
It's been my go-to pitch for the past probably year and a half or so. And, to hang it twice, both ahead in the count, and get beat on it twice. Sometimes you get lucky when you hang it, sometimes you don't. And, our goal is not to hang it, especially in those counts, and that's what I'm doing right now. Just trying to execute it, and it's just not being consistent. I'll throw it. We have Kersh going the next game, which we're excited about. Obviously backs against the wall, but we kind of feel like we've been there all year.
Adrian Gonzalez on his team's Game 5 loss.
We made him kind of get frustrated out there, and we were successful with that, but we still weren't able to get enough hits to put together a rally to score enough runs. We're gonna do what we need to do and take care of Saturday, and then focus on Sunday. We can grab that momentum by one name, Kershaw. So obviously we don't want to put it all on him. We got to do our job scoring runs, but we got a couple runs for him. We feel really good.